Thursday night service, and truly is a blessing. As we stand before the Lord and we have give God thanks and praise and glory, we have a few praise reports and a few more prayer requests. One is the prayers. Again, thank you for your prayers for my mom. She's at the hospital. And also, thankfully, Sister Elaine has made it safely. We also want to lift up a family member, Melissa. She's continuing to have health issues. And so we believe in God for a divine touch from heaven. Amen. Also, another praise report. My wife is back. Amen. Back feeling better. Amen. We serve a mighty God this morning, this evening. Amen. And every day we serve a mighty God. So let's lift our hands and our voices unto the Lord, give him thanks and praise. And let's continue to seek his face for just many needs that can be met in this house. God is able to meet, again, every need. Again, he said, I am able to supply all your needs tonight, according to his riches and glory tonight. And so let's seek his face tonight. Let's trust him and believe him and really, really seek his face and just believing and knowing that God is able tonight. Father, we thank you, God, tonight for your goodness. Thank God for another opportunity to come back and worship you, Lord, this evening. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, God, just move continually, God, upon us. We give you praise and glory for all that you've done already. The healing, God, the answering of prayers. And God, we continue to lift up others in prayer as well. And God, again, we pray that you can move, God, and minister, God, her body, our household, God, you can be with her, God, and send divine healing, God. And God, to meet the desires, God, that she has need of. And God, we're going to give you glory and thanks tonight, God, for, again, what you have in store. Lord, we pray also for this service tonight. Bless in a mighty way. Bless and moving by your Spirit. Lord, again, accomplish your divine work, God, in this house as we gather in your name. God, you're in our midst tonight. And God, we just ask your mighty hand to be upon us, Lord. And God, again, just move up and down the aisles this very night, God. And touch those even watching online, God. Those perhaps on their way tonight. God, just have your way, Lord. And we just give you glory and honor, God. And we praise you, God, in this place tonight. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God has great things in store tonight. Amen. As we worship him and praise him and sing joyfully unto the Lord tonight. On page 321 in your songbook tonight, it's a song called Higher Ground. Amen. And so no doubt we continue to look up to God, look up to the heavens, higher ground in Almighty God tonight. Amen. Let's sing unto the Lord tonight. Higher Ground, 321.
Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. We're praying that I overbound, Lord, plant my feet on higher. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Well, some may dwell where these abound. My friend, my aim is high. Come on and sing it. Lord, lift me up. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith. Oh, heaven's name, a table and that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high. I want to live, I want to live above the world. No Satan darts at me are hurled. Oh, faith and thought, the joyful sound, the song of saints on high. Lord, lift me up, Lord, lift me up, and let me stand by faith. My faith on heaven's table, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. I want to scale, I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory by. But when I pray to heaven, I found, Lord, lead me on to high. Come on and sing it. Lift me up, Lord, lift me up, and let me stand by faith on heaven, a higher plane that I have found. Let my feet on high, Lord, lift me up, Lord, lift me up, and let me stand by faith on heaven, stable, a higher plane. plant my feet on high. Number three, I want to live. I want to live above the world. Though Satan's darts at me are hurled. Oh, faith is called the joyful sign. The song of saints, saints song higher. Come on, lift me up, Lord, lift me up. And let me stand my faith on air. This able and a higher flame, a higher flame that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high. Lord, lift me up, Lord, lift me up. And let me stand my faith on air. This able and a higher flame. Plant my feet on higher ground. Praise you tonight. Let's make it our prayer to go to higher ground this evening. A greater place that God has in store. Amen. A better place in your life. Higher, closer to the Lord tonight. Let's make that our prayer today. As we draw near to Him, He will definitely draw near to us, church, tonight. Let's seek Him tonight. Call on Him. Make that your prayer tonight. Say, I'm going to get closer to you, Jesus, tonight. How many songs stepping in the light tonight? We step in the light of Almighty God tonight. Amen. He is the light of the world. How many know that tonight? He's the light. And in Him is no darkness at all, truly, tonight.
We're trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior. Shaping our lives by the blessed example. How happy the souls that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps. Stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Led in the paths of life. The song says pressing. To Him who is leading when we are tempted to turn from the way. But trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, our praise as He's there. How beautiful to walk in the step. Stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Led in the paths of life. Walking in footsteps of gentle forbearance. Footsteps of faithfulness, mercy, and love. Looking to Him for the grace freely promised. Happy our journey above. How beautiful to walk in the steps. Stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the land in the paths of life. Number four, trying to walk in the footsteps of Savior. Upward we'll follow our King. When we shall see Him in His beauty. Happy the song that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the step. Let we go get number four. All right, let's sing it again. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior. Upward we'll follow our God. When we shall see Him, the King in His beauty. Happy our place at His side. That's where He wants us to be. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Led in the path. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Led in the path. What about this big light of mine? Well, this big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. for this great light of mine, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, oh, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All over New York, well, all over New York, oh, we gotta let it shine, all over New York. I'm gonna let it shine, all over New York. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this great light of mine, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, oh, this great light. I'm gonna let it shine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, well, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, everywhere I go. Shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. On Monday, I'm gonna let it shine. On Tuesday, I'm gonna let it. On Wednesday, I'm gonna let it. On Thursday, I'm gonna. On Friday, I'm gonna. On Saturday, I'm gonna let it. Sunday, shine, let it shine, let it. Come on and sing it. On Sunday, I'm gonna let it shine. On Monday. On Tuesday, I'm gonna let it shine. On Wednesday, I'm gonna let it. On Thursday, I'm gonna let it. On Friday, I'm gonna Saturday. Let it shine, let it shine, let it. One more time, this great light, oh, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it, shine. This great light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this great light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let's do this. Let's lift Jesus higher. Come on, sing it. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus. We gotta do it tonight. Oh, lift him up for the world to see. He said if I, be lifted up, be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all in. Come on, let's lift his name. Lift Jesus high. Lift him up, lift him up. Lift him higher. Oh, lift him up for the world to see. He said if I, from the earth, I will draw all men. What a mighty God we serve. Come on, stay with me. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. I mean, know he's mighty tonight. Come on, let's believe tonight. Well, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Come on now. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow, the angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. I mean, who is the King? Who is the King of Kings? He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, he is the King. Who is the King? Who is the King? Let his glory shine upon you. Lord is mighty in battle. He is the King. He is the King of glory. So we lift our hands tonight. We'll lift up your hands, O ye gates. Lift up your hands. Oh, lift up your hands, O ye gates. Lift up your hands. Oh, lift up your hands, O ye gates. And be lifted up, the everlasting door. The King of glory shall come in. The King of glory shall come in. Praising, 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 church. We serve a mighty God tonight. Let his light shine in this house tonight. Tonight let the love of God reach down. Let it touch you tonight. Let the power of God reach down and touch you. He wants to move in this place tonight. Amen. Believe and trust him tonight. Call on him. Amen. We serve a mighty God, the light of the world. Amen. Jesus is his name tonight. Amen. Truly we serve an awesome God. You may be seated here on this wonderful night.
Amen. It's awesome to be back here in the house of the Lord. Amen. One more time. It's good to shake off the commute, shake off the day, shake off some of the week. Amen. Shake off some of the dust, whatever case may be going on. Coming and praising God. Lifting up your voice to the Lord. Amen. Expanding your lungs, calling on the living God. And truly, 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 He inhabits our praise tonight, church. And we're glad to see each one here in this on this wonderful evening. And I'd like to welcome each one as well online. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the, again, we are located here. You say, where's your church? It's located here in East New York, Brooklyn, 334 Ashford Street. So come on down and be with us. Again, we're located between Pickens and Glenmore. Again, there's various modes of transportation to get here. Amen. Through the A train and the C train, which is the Cleveland, the Shepherd stop and or the Van Sicklin stop. You got to pick one or the other. How's that? It depends on which way you're coming from. The J train, you got the Cleveland stop. Three train is New Lots. And again, we said the Y2. What's the Y2? I never heard of the Y2. Your 2 feet. How's that? Amen. Our brother comes on his 2 feet. A couple of brothers walk to the church. Amen. Appreciate them. And amen. If you need to live, we'll endeavor to try to work out something. Amen. But get here. Do what you got to do to get here. Amen. This is the place to be on Thursday nights at 7:30. Place to be on Sunday mornings. Amen. It's in the house of the Lord. Come on down and worship with us. Again, and so we're excited about what God's going to do. Be mindful again, our weekend services, our Sundays at 11. And as we mentioned, again, we also have children's church for the youth, again, ranging from 3 to roughly 2 to 3 years old to, we're going to say 12 years old. Cut it off. Come on out here to the big church after that. Amen. At 12 years old. Not until God raises up some youth leaders. Amen. Youth leaders and some youth folks that, again, have a passion for the teens. Amen. Teenage group and really have a really calling for the youth, again, of America, the youth of our land. Amen. God can use you in a mighty way. Amen. And we look, that's really that critical age before they make some decisions. Amen. That will sometimes be with them for a lifetime. Amen. And so continue to pray for our youth and pray for that. Pray for our children's church. This is the next generation. Every time you see them come by and parade to the back, you think about how that they're the next generation of leaders, next generation of, the ones that will make the world go round. Amen. And we need some godly youth so they can become godly adults. Amen. And then godly parents and godly grandparents eventually. So continue to pray for them and that God will have his way in their lives. Amen. So, again, we're looking forward to what God's going to do. Amen. We're going to get back into worship here as well in a second here. And so as she prepares for that, and again, so we're grateful again to what all God is doing. Let's come believing as we trust God and believe God. He's more than able to have his way.
We'll be right back. come from. Because of you and nothing we've done, to deserve the love and mercy you've shown. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up. Now you made a way when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over. You made a way, and we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over. You
tonight, church. Amen. We serve a mighty God. Amen. And he made a way for you. Amen. And you and you and you. Amen. Are you grateful tonight? Amen. We're thankful tonight for his goodness. Again, we share. That's what we was talking about in the Bible study tonight. Again, blessing the Lord. Blessing the Lord. Amen. People don't realize the many blessings that we each have. Amen. Over your life. Again, we're here today. He allowed us to see another service today because again, he is of his love and his grace and his mercy. We share him many times. Again, many would love to be in the conference of a church house, and again, not hooked up to some tube somewhere, into some hospital somewhere. Some are underneath a bridge somewhere tonight out in the cold streets. Amen. But we have so much to be thankful for tonight. And so don't ever take that for granted. Amen. Again, how God provides and meets needs to allow you to come and worship him. Gives you breath in your body. It gives you an opportunity to live for him and serve him. Amen. And truly, 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 we're thankful tonight. Amen. Again, we are just truly grateful to God. I want to come out of the book of Joshua this evening. The book of Joshua. And chapter 3, we'll look at 3 and 4, really. And it's a lot in here. We're going to try to get through it. We'll jump right into it. How's that? Let's start in verse 1, then I'll skip down. The Bible says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, and he removed from Shittim," he says, "and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over." The Bible says it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest of the Levites, and the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye are not passed this way here to four." The Bible says, "And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." He will do wonders among you. Let's read a little further. The Bible says, "And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Today I will begin to magnify thee in the midst of all of Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." And then for a little bit, just a little further, and we'll get down into it. The Bible says in verse 17, go to 17 for me, 16 as well. The Bible says, "And the waters which came down from above stood and rose upon an heap very far from the city Adam." He says, and that besides Zar Ethan. And he says, "Those that came down towards the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on the ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until the people were passed clean over Jordan." And I'll stop there, fill in the blanks later and a little bit more after that. I want to give it a title this evening about crossing over to a better place. Crossing over to a better place. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, this night. We come before you seeking your face. We thank you, God, for again allowing us to come this evening and again to worship you and to praise you, God. And thank you for each one here. Thank you for those watching online. Thank you for those that will eventually see this, if they're not watching now. Lord, and we pray, God, by your Holy Spirit, God, you can touch lives and souls of men and women. God, move in a mighty way, God, we pray. God, just do a mighty work in the hearts and the souls, and we're going to give you praise and glory. God, save, deliver, meet needs, touch lives of men and women, God. And we're going to give you glory and honor and praise in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Crossing over to a better place. God has better for us. Amen. I mean, know that tonight. God has better for you, for his people, for the creation, all the entire world. There's a better day for every believer that will call upon the living God, that will get saved and give his life over to God. There's a better place in life, even where you are now. again here on earth, and again we know eternally. God has a better place for men and women. This book of Joshua is named after the man who came after Moses. Moses had died, a great man who, as we shared with you last week, maybe Sunday we was talking about the leaving Egypt and going again headed for the promised land. And during that journey, again, they got stuck there in the wilderness. They got stuck there in the wilderness, and we talked a lot about that. Again, we'll come back to it maybe perhaps in a minute. But you think about it, how that, again, so this was the another piece of this story. Because the story began when, again, God had told really Abraham and how God was going to bless him as a mighty nation and raise up a mighty nation, and how God was going to give them a land where, again, where he would be able to raise his family and his great nation that would be called Israel, we later on find out. And so now this land that God had told them they were going to possess, again, they made their journey out. But again, when God has things for you, the enemy will always do what? He will fight against it. He will fight against it. He knows, and he can hear just as well as you can. Amen. You and I can. The enemy knows what God has for you. Really, if you really take back to it, or think back to it, he experienced it himself. He experienced the heaven. He experienced the glory of God. He knew what heaven, again, and where the kingdom of God, where really, again, where God dwelt, he experienced it. He experienced the power of God and the presence of Christ. He had felt it all. He knew it all. He really, really, again, was able to feel the presence of God at one time. The Bible says because of pride, however, we know the story and how he was kicked out. There's a reference there in Isaiah is one of the places where it references that. Other places as well, where it talked about how his pride raised up and he was kicked out of heaven. And now he was cast down again here throughout the roaming to and fro in the earth and up and down through and out, wreaking havoc to this day forward. His destiny has now been cursed. He's now destined for hell, the lake of fire. Will be his home. And naturally his job is the enemy of our soul, Satan, Lucifer, we're referring to. He does all he can, day and night, overtime, triple time, to do what? To see men and women never, ever, ever experience a better place in this life and experience that place, no doubt that he knows that God has prepared for the believer. And so as we look at this tonight, this better place, and so he fights every day. That's why he tries his best to keep men and women from praising him and worshiping him, serving him, living for him, because misery loves company. How many know that? Misery loves company. He's down, so he wants to pull everybody else down with him. He wants to pull as many men and women, precious souls, down with them. Again, and when I say them, the devil and his other angels that decided to follow him. And no doubt he wanted to change the destiny God had for man. So we fast forward to the day of Adam, Adam's day. And when God created Adam, what? He experienced that better place. Earth, how it was, the earth, the beauty of earth. And there's still a lot of beautiful places here on earth. If you think about it, the beautiful things of earth, and really it's man that destroyed it all. Man makes it ugly. How's that? Man is the one that makes the place ugly and filthy and nasty. But at one time, it was a beautiful place where it's no doubt paradise. It was a place where harmony was. Animals got along. Again, the things in which Adam would eat of the fruit of the tree, of the vine, and he walked around, amen, and knew no sin. But that same one, Lucifer, he came in the form of a serpent, as we all know. And he tempted, no doubt, and persuaded Adam to fall and to sin against God. And the Bible says, and how did that place changed. That place, that better place now changed. Adam was now afraid, and he ran. Him and Eve ran, and they hid. He now felt what it was like to be separated from God. He felt what it's like to be distanced from God. He never experienced it before, because God used to walk with him in the cool of the day. Can you imagine that? Waking up and God would be there. Again, as you think about how the presence of the Lord, and he would walk and talk with God. Oh, I can only imagine it was a beautiful time and a beautiful place. And so we see how because of his fall, now, again, the ugliness of sin came. and saying, no doubt, through his lineage of his children and his children's children, all the way down to here, this day and age we're living in, we find again the penalty that has made our earth a place where no doubt we all yearn to escape one day in its current state. But we see how to, again, because of this, and during this time, God yearned and desired to get man back to a better place, to get man back to that place in that relationship that, again, he desired initially for man to serve and man to worship him and man to obey him and follow after him, no doubt to be the greatest creation on the ever created in all of the universe. And so we see how that, again, God yearned, God desired. And so immediately he told him, he says, go and sacrifice. He said, I'll cover up your sins. And Adam and Eve covered their sins through animal skin. And it was the first sacrifice of the way in which they can get back to a better place. To where they was now saying, yes, thank God, our sins are forgiven us. And now we can endeavor to again have somewhat of a relationship with God again. But because of that, eternal life was broken as well. Life in general, Adam was never destined to die until sin came along. Did you know that? We were destined to live forever, live on forever. But because of sin, it even made death. It caused death to have to become a thing. So now where man would experience the sting of death. But God, through that, also had a better place. Stay with me tonight, amen? And so we look at this tonight. Again, and so through the hills and through the valleys, all the generations from there after Adam, God is always, always, always through the hills and the valleys of life, searching from to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for man to save man from the smallest villages in the islands, all the way to the jungles, all the way throughout the whole universe. God is looking to seek and save that which is lost today, because he wanted to get man, and we covered a few weeks ago, out of that horrible pit, that horrible place of destruction that we all find ourselves headed for without Christ. The destruction of ourselves, destruction of family, destruction of nations and lands. Again, why? Because we're following, again, the wrong one. And so throughout this, we see that, again, back to what we were saying, and because of this, through this whole history of the Old Testament, God would do what? He would yearn and try to get man back. Through sacrifice and through, again, the commandments and on and on. But you see, again, led us to a place here where, again, he eventually set aside some people through Abraham and says, you know what? I'm going to create a better place, a better place. Again, and these people will be a beacon for me that I can tell the whole world about, again, who I am. And I'll use them to go and reach nations and reach all around to be the people, again, to tell them about my goodness and my love. And so we see, no doubt, Satan knew that plan. He knows the plan. That's why he fights Israel so hard. That's why he fought them so hard here in the Old Testament. He fights them even so hard now to where they never, again, he wants never for they'll come to know Jesus Christ here in this life. Amen. He fights so hard, not only the Jewish, but he fights you and I, the Gentile as well, to where we'll never ever come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The Bible says they have a blinder over their eyes because the enemy does not want them to see that place, that blessed place, that refuge, Jesus Christ. Let's get down to where we want to go. Let's go to quick Exodus before I get back to where I want to, back to the text. In Exodus, the Bible says, and so he says, he raised up Abraham. And no doubt he promised them through his lineage, Isaac and Jacob, his son, who became Israel, who the country is named after. The Bible says, and so they journeyed, his children, and on and on, they entered into this place called Egypt. Going along, but I went to this place called Egypt. And there in Egypt, they became slaves because the Pharaoh turned on them. Perhaps at one time it was a beautiful place. It was a place that they needed to be in because why? It was a drought in the land. It was a drought in the land. And so God picked up the family of Israel and moved them to Egypt. Why? Because there was a better place for food and refuge. God is always, always moving us to a better place. God will always put you in a better situation.
Even in that, God had put them in Egypt. Why? Because the supply was there. The son Joseph, one of the descendants of Israel, he was there, and God put him in a better place as well. From the pit of being enslaved to now, he was now ruling. I'm giving you a lot tonight, but stay with me tonight. And so from all this, God was always putting us and always orchestrates to where he can put you in a better place. And so now they was in Egypt, and Egypt, however, the Pharaoh had changed his heart, just like Satan. He changed his heart, and he again became hard against Israel. And now they became slaves. And let's get back to where we're going to go, 3:8. The Bible says, "But and so God raised up Moses." And just like Joshua was, Jesus derives from that name Joshua. And Moses, as same as Joshua, were types of Christ. As you study out the word of God, Moses was considered a deliverer. And Joshua was also a type of Christ. Jesus would show himself through these men and other figures in the Old Testament. Why? Again, as to lead them to a better place. So Moses was there, and the Bible says that God had given him an instruction. He says, come down and deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Bring them out of the land unto a land good and large, a land flowing with milk and honey, and the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hevites and the Jebusites. He says, now therefore, behold, I cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. God had told him, he says, I hear the cry of the people. I got a place that's better. Every time I read about the land that flows with milk and honey, it just kind of wets your whistle a little bit, don't it? It's something about we hear about the name, the land that floweth with milk and honey. Naturally, again, maybe perhaps it was dry and nasty in Egypt. He said, I'm going to a place, give you a place that floweth with milk and honey. A place where there's fruit and there's a place where it'll be glorious to a certain extent. And the Bible says how he's going to cause them to be able to leave a place of oppression. The Bible says in verse 9, now therefore, behold, the cry of Israel is come unto me, and I have seen the oppression wherein the Egyptians have oppressed them. He says they're in a difficult place. But when you're in a difficult place, or when you're in a place that you do not like, you can call on God tonight. Call on God tonight. You say, preacher, I don't like how my life is heading. I don't like the friends and the people that are around me. I don't like my destiny. I'm telling you, God can hear that cry tonight. And he will begin to orchestrate and put you in a better place. Amen. I remember before I came to Christ, I was in school and college. And we had our own little apartment, man, and had a house full of people. House full of people. And as I was sitting in there, and every little bit of everything was going on in this college house party. And God began to deal with my heart and say, you know what? There's got to be something better than this. And during that time, my sister called. During the time, I said, turn it down. And she was like, she always thinks she's my second mother anyway. But she didn't even really say nothing. She just checking on me. But again, just the conviction of it all. Knowing that I needed a better place. And after that second year of school, I said, you know what, I need to make a change. And so that's what it led to me joining the military. And it was really God just orchestrating and really getting my order and my steps to why, again, he was letting me see and experience those things and say, you know what, it has to be better than this. Again, over time, the drink, again, can only satisfy for so long. The drug can only satisfy for so long. The music can only satisfy for so long. They play the same old songs over and over anyway. The same old crowd, the same old junk. There has to be a better place. And so naturally, God does that. And so he hears the cry. He sees the heart. And he knows. And again, he always orchestrates. He puts us in a place. And sometimes he takes us to a place that is far, far away to get us out of the mess that we're in. Let me thank for that today. And so God does this. And so the Bible tells us as we move on, he says here, he heard the cry of the people. He heard the cry of the children of Israel. And the Bible says in verse 11, he says, Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And the Bible says in 12, he says, certainly I will be with thee, and this I shall be taken unto thee. He said, I've sent thee. And when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, he says, serve the God upon the mountains. I'm taking you to a better place. I'm getting you out of this desert. I'm getting you out of this old place called Egypt, and I'm going to take you to a place where you can worship and serve God. That's a better place. Higher ground. We sang that song earlier about higher ground. Tonight, higher ground is not, how do I get to higher ground? It's not smoking it either. Amen. Preach, I get up high and then I come back down. But God has a better thing for you tonight. Higher ground in God. He said, I'm going to take you to a place where you can worship, a place where you can adore and magnify me and feel my presence. God has a better place for you tonight. Amen. And so the Bible says, and when he did this, he said, how can this be? We're in bondage right now. How can this happen? And he told us in verse 14, he says, just tell him, I am that I am. He said, I am the God of heaven. I am the God that can do anything. I'm a God that can turn your destination around. You say, preacher, right now my life is dark. My household and things that are going on, it's not the best conditions. I'm telling you, the great I am is what we're talking about tonight. The great I am is able. The great I am is able to deliver. The great I am is able to take you to a better place tonight. The great I am, he says, Moses, don't worry about how it's going to be done. I want you to begin to trust me and believe me. I got something better for you. And naturally, even through that, perhaps even the devil was lying to Moses. How is this going to happen? But you know what? He trusted God. And you know what? Many times the enemy, God said, I got something better for you. But the devil will lie to you right there and you'll see. Say, you know what? I don't know about all of this. But Moses pushed it off and he said, all right, I'll go. Let's jump down. The Bible says, verse 16, let's skip down. The Bible says, go and gather all the generations. Go and gather the elders, of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God, your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared unto me, saying, I will surely visit you and see which is done to you in Egypt. God sees what you go through tonight. God sees what you're facing. God sees everything that's happening all around this world. He sees it. And no doubt, it's up to you and I to desire a better place. To say, you know what, God, I want to get out of this mess. God, I want to be delivered from my sin. God, I want to be delivered from these shackles that hold me down. God, I want to be delivered from the things in which, have me in bondage tonight. And God says today he's more than able to do that. He said, I'm able to deliver you from afflictions in verse 17. I'm able to deliver you from the and take you to a place that is better, a place that is higher, a place that floweth with milk and honey, the last part of that verse. And so we see that God had promises. We got to get back down to where we want to go. And so God made a promise to him. But along the way, God allowed them to cross the Red Sea. They escaped Egypt, as many of you know. I'm not going to go back into that. They escaped it. They escaped Pharaoh. And the Bible says they crossed the Red Sea. They were well on their way to a better place. But somewhere along the line, they began to find themselves in the wilderness. A place, from what I understand, where it only took 2 weeks to get to. It took 40 years to get to that place. 40 years. God already laid it out for us. Young people tonight, God has already laid it out for you. Don't wait 40 years to get saved. Amen. You're in your 20s right now. Don't wait till you're 60-something to get saved. Come on now. Amen. Don't wait till you're 70-something to get saved. But if you are, amen, thank God for his grace tonight that he allowed you to be here. That's why we say. And even in that, if you'll be honest, say, you know what? I need to get saved. I need to give my life over to Christ. I need to get to that better place tonight. Young people tonight, there's a better place in God. There's a better future for you. God has a better road for your life. There's a better place in which Jesus has. He says, just come and follow me. Come and follow me. Serve me. Again in the day, the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. But I've come to give you life and that more abundantly. And so they failed to believe this. And so they wandered and wandered and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Way too long. Longer than what they needed. And some of them sadly did not make it out of the wilderness. And they died in that old wretched place called the wilderness. And many would die in sin, again, in that old wretched place, because they failed to listen to the voice of God that says, come on, I have a better place for you. And so naturally, as time went on, however, God will continue to honor his promise. And there were some people that believed. Joshua was one of them, another man named Caleb. They believed and said, you know what? God says it can be a better place. God said it's a better place out there. Let's believe God for it. And amen. And so naturally tonight, we believe in God a better place for your life, a better place for your family, a better place for your future tonight. There is a better place. Amen. Thank God for people, again today, that are willing to pray and willing to believe and willing to intercede for men and women and say, hey, God, again, help my nephew, help my cousin, help my friend, help my neighbor, help my coworker come out of that place where they are. Bring them to a better place, and God will raise up Joshua to use him to bring people out into a better place, my friend. You and I can be that Joshua. You and I can be that Caleb, to where we begin to say, you know what? We can make a difference because there is a better place. Tonight, will you be one to make a better place? You and I tonight, will we be ones that make the place worse? Are we making the place better or worse? Amen? Come on. Amen. And so we see, let us be men and women that make the place better. And so back to our text as we try to wrap this up. The Bible says, and so God, Moses had died as Joshua opens up. Moses was unable to go into the promised land. It's another story for another time. But God had raised up Joshua to take his place. The Bible says, he says, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. He says, naturally, he says, if you don't turn to the right or to the left, but keep your eyes on me, I'll take you to a better place. Church, tonight, as we keep eyes on Jesus, get your eyes on Jesus. Get your focus on God. Get your focus on the Lord. Amen. Until his kingdom come. Again, and where you say, you know what, I want to escape the fiery flames of hell. I want to go to heaven. I want to spend eternity with the Lord. I want to go to that better place that Jesus said, I have prepared for you. I want to listen to that old preacher. I want to listen to that old preacher that's telling me to get right, to give my life over to Jesus. And I am listening to that old preacher that says, come on, there's a better place. There's a God who can treat you a whole lot better. How many know that tonight? There's a God that when I drag you through the streets and drag you through the mud, there's a God that will love you and show his grace and his mercy, and he'll clean up the wounds, he'll fix you, and no doubt give you a better life, an eternal life tonight. A God that won't do you harm, but will only show his love a better place, a better place. And so Joshua, the Bible says, they had to go again and face some of the same things. No doubt, there was a river named Jordan. A river named Jordan, as we've wrapped this up. Come on up. A river named Jordan. And it's just like what he said. He said, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. And naturally, Joshua had to have faith as well. In church today, to go to that better place, you got to have faith. To go to higher ground as a church, as a people of God, believers of God, we got to believe God. Amen. And so that same God that was with them, that same God that was with Moses, they opened up the Red Sea, will be the same God that will open up the Jordan River for them to walk across. How many know that tonight? He will be able to walk across that Jordan River. The Bible says, as we open up, how they, again, and this time they had the Ark of the Covenant, as we shared with you last week. The Ark of the Covenant was a wooden box, and it had various things. It had two cherubims on it. We shared with you last week. Go back and listen to the message. And it was there, and they had the commandments inside, and the presence of the Lord was there with them. It was a representation of God's presence. And so he says, when I read to you earlier, how he says, when we go, God will go before us. God will go for us, and amen, when he goes, again, God will open up the Red Sea, on and on and on. And so it was really a lesson to where we see that God can open up things for your life if you would only follow God. God has a better place. Amen. If you follow God, God has a better place. And it was a representation, when we follow God, God is able to do mighty works. So the Bible says the priest would follow. Amen. And we endeavor to follow the Lord, endeavor to follow God's command, and the people thereafter followed. Amen. And took them on to a better place, a land that flowed with milk and honey. A land, no doubt, even the Bible says where giants would be, there would be challenges. But again, even on the other side of those challenges, God will be with them. Giants would be there. No doubt the great armies would be waiting there for them. But everywhere they would go, it could be a place of victory. There's a better place tonight. Are you tired of losing tonight? Are you tired of being defeated? God has a better place as we follow him. A place, no doubt, where blessings flow. The blessing, not even just material or even the physical things, but the blessing of just being saved. The blessings of, again, knowing God's divine hand is upon your life. The blessing of knowing that when you take your last breath, amen, you can spend eternity with the Lord, our God, a better place. My friend today, desire, yearn for that better place. Amen, as we close in 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Ark of the Covenant, I'm not going to go all into it tonight. The Ark of the Covenant, again, was the presence of God, as well as a representation of the presence of God, which was there with them. And I was reminded of the scripture. He says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, that now that Spirit, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. They were following as Joshua and the priests followed the Spirit of the Lord. They were being led by the Spirit, led by God. They found liberty, a better place. To be free from the bondage of sin. To be free from the shackles of this old life addiction. To be free from the lust of the flesh and the dictates of this world. To be free from all the things that the world has to offer. To be free from the chains of Satan himself. To be free, no doubt, and experience true liberty. It's nothing like being free tonight. Going from the chains and shackles of Egypt to where the Spirit of the Lord is, where there's liberty tonight. In church today, we thank God for that better place to where he said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed tonight. A better place in Almighty God. A better place tonight in who he is. A better place where there's peace and joy and no doubt satisfaction which Christ has for all mankind. And as we close tonight here in the New Testament, we find that Jesus, as you bow your heads in reverence to God, Jesus came to be that ultimate one, to where you can cross over into a better place. Jesus came on the earth because Joshua could only take him so far, Moses could only go so far. The kings of the Old Testament, the prophets of the Old Testament can only take him so far. All of the animal sacrifices can only get them to a certain place. The blood of the animals can only go to a certain place. The blood, the sacrifices can only do so much. And so it was Jesus tonight. It was Jesus who had to come to see through that he would lead us to a better place. Tonight, Jesus is reaching out his hand. He's reaching across the aisle and saying, come on, I got a better place for you. Better place. And he did it through the cross. Cross over to that better place through the cross of Calvary tonight. The place where he died and gave his life. A place where he was beaten beyond recognition. A place he was cursed. A place where he was mocked. But he went through that cruel place called Calvary to make a better place for you and me and for the entire world. I just thank you for that. Aren't you thankful that you didn't have to be on that cross? You ever think about that, James? What it would be like if it was you? But Jesus took our place, that it could be a better place tonight, that we can have a better place. Don't take the cross of Calvary for granted, but embrace the cross, embrace what Jesus has done, and come on over to a better place. Come on up a little higher. Come on up hither to where Jesus is. As he reaches out to you and I. And walk with him and talk with him. Life is so much better with Jesus tonight. And if you don't know him tonight, give him your life tonight. If you do know him, stay with him. Stay with him. Stay with him. Walk with him. walk with him, hold his hand, grab onto his leg, do what you got to do, but to stay in the presence of Almighty God. Accept him as your Lord and your Savior tonight. If you're not saved, give him your heart tonight while there's still time, while you still have breath in your body. No doubt God is reaching out tonight to bring you to a better place. Amen. He died and went to hell. As we bow our heads to God tonight, the altar prayer is open to keep us from that place. That old wretched place called hell, my friend, made for the devil and his angels. He went there to set the captive free. He went there, no doubt, that we don't have to go. Rose again, third day, walked among them, and went up into heaven on shortly thereafter. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, he may be also a better place. Don't miss heaven, my friend, and I do not miss heaven. Do not miss it for anything in this world. Don't trade your soul. Don't trade your life. Don't sell your soul out for the things of this world. Money, sex, drugs. Pick a sin, any sin. Don't exchange it for the place which God has for us. For whosoever will believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, where we'll spend eternity with our Lord. Cross over to a better place tonight. Say, Jesus, I'm going with you. To whom shall we go? Where shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. To where will really make me happy? Where can I find the peace of God? Where can I find this everlasting love tonight? Where can I find it but him tonight? Where? There is nowhere but him. Come on to this better place tonight. Bask in it. Walk in it. Live in it. In the presence of Jesus tonight. Cross on over to a better place. Let's seek his face tonight. Come on and sing it tonight. Shows me. serving God is a beautiful thing. Amen. Live for Him. Live for Him. Serve Him. Obey Him. Trust Him. Live for Him every day of your life. Amen. Seek His face. Walk in Him. And amen. When it's our turn, it'll be a beautiful thing. Amen. To be able to see Him face to face. Again, you think about it. In all of His glory. He'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well done, my son, my daughter. Amen. When you cross over into that eternal life, you'll say, enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. Come on over to a better place. Your labors here on earth are done. The time, amen, is here. It's finished. Let's make that our home every day. Let's make that our destination, heaven to be our home. Amen. We trade our sorrows, this old world. It will one day burn away, fade away. But that great city of Almighty God, the New Jerusalem, will be the kingdom where God dwells and reigns. The saints of God, amen. And men and women from all walks of life. Amen. We thank God tonight for His goodness. Thank God for that beautiful place God is in store for us. Amen. Before we dismiss, we'll receive an offering tonight. It's unto God tonight. We're thankful again and for another opportunity to get back to God. Get back to Him, and we say in advance, thank you for your giving. Thank you in advance for your giving and supporting the work here. Again, you folks, again, that are faithfully, again, every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. And so, again, and through your giving, again, that's your way of getting a blessing as well. And so, we for those watching online and, again, listening to the broadcast here, we want to encourage you to go to our website at myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York, which is Brooklyn, NY. Then we have text to give at 347-229-9933. You can text the word give your first time doing it, and it'll walk you through the steps there. And then also we have Zelle through online banking. Give through Zelle. And let the Lord bless you is our prayer. Through our Zelle is through our church contact, email contact. Again, through the church email, ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com. So we say thank you for your giving. And those here tonight, I'll put the mask away, but those here tonight, come on, let's give our offerings unto the Lord. Amen. Let's bless Him tonight. And truly, 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 He will bless you accordingly. And we say thank you this evening. May the Lord truly bless you. Opportunity to be back in service. God, we thank you, God, for your goodness, God, and your love. We thank God for, again, all that you've accomplished this night. We thank you, God, for, again, your son, Jesus, and really just making a way, a better way that men and women can go into, God, and spend eternity with you. And Lord, we pray, God, that you keep each one locked in and serving you and living for you and keeping their eyes upon the prize, Lord, and that easy destiny to serve and live for you eternally. And God, we again say thank you and for all that you've accomplished. And again, thank you for this offering as well. Richly bless each one as they've given unto you. And God, be your will, God. We'll be back again this weekend. Bless in a mighty way. Bless in a mighty way. Touch hearts, pricks hearts to where they'll come. Hear the word, they'll come desiring a better place, a better day, a better life. God, it's only found through you. And Lord, we pray, God, just move. Go before us. Go before us. And God, we pray that God, we're going to give you glory and thank you in advance for what you will have in store this weekend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful night, folks. We'll see you soon.